Amnesty International has accused authorities in Egypt of kidnapping and torturing people in detention in order to crush dissent. In a new report, the human rights group documents a spike in enforced disappearances in Egypt since early last year. It includes accounts of students, political activists and protesters snatched from their homes or off the streets, some as young as 14. Christine Carney reports.
Forced disappearances are becoming a key part of Egypt's state policy. So says Amnesty's new report that's based on more than 70 interviews with Egyptian lawyers, families and victims. Victims such as Islam Khalil, who says he spent 122 days in detention blindfolded, handcuffed and tortured. His written words voiced here by an actor.
The beatings continued by hands on my face and with the batons on my body. And they beat me with a wire on my head. The beatings continued until the night, stopping for a few minutes, and then they would continue again. Then I was taken back to my cell. My mouth and nose were bleeding, so I removed the blindfold and wiped the blood using my T-shirt.
The cases documented by Amnesty of juveniles are even more disturbing. The mother of 14-year-old Mazen Muhammad Abdullah recalls in the report being awoken one night at around 3 a.m. to about 30 heavily armed security forces at her door.
I tried to ask where they will be taking him, but they refused to disclose any information. Then they blindfolded my 14-year-old child and handcuffed him from behind, as they do with criminals, and took him downstairs. I did not know whether this was reality or I was dreaming.
Accused of participating in illegal protests, her son's case is the first Amnesty has documented of child rape during interrogation by Egypt's security forces.
He suffered horrendous abuse, including being repeatedly raped with a wooden stick in order to extract a false confession. He had visible signs of not only being beaten, but subject to electric shocks all over his body. He was suspended from his limbs in order to extract a false confession. So his case is really, it's horrific, but it is emblematic of the pervasiveness of this tactic that's being used by the current Egyptian regime.
That's Amnesty's Australia campaigner Deanna Syed, who estimates up to 4 people a day are vanishing.
No one is immune, whether it's political activists, peaceful protesters, other human rights defenders. They are being arrested and detained incommunicado by heavily armed officers are storming their homes in the early hours of the morning. They are being subject to ill treatment and torture. They're not able to access any lawyers. Their family members don't know of their whereabouts. They're being forced to confess to crimes that they have not committed and often being sentenced to lengthy prison terms and death penalty in some circumstances.
The people of Egypt have spoken. Their voices have been heard, and Egypt will never be the same.
It's been a turbulent 5 years in Egypt since the 2011 uprisings and the fall of Hosni Mubarak. The report estimates more than 1,000 people have been killed since current President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi led the military's overthrow of Mubarak's successor Mohamed Morsi in 2013. Amnesty's Deanna Syed explains today's Egypt faces an unprecedented human rights crisis.
It's been 5 years since the peaceful protests began in Tahrir Square, and we're seeing that there's been a reversion back to these Mubarak-style tactics, but this is actually going a step beyond that.
Amnesty accuses the judiciary of complicity, but Egyptian authorities have repeatedly denied that the abductions are happening. Dr. Maha Azam is the head of the Egyptian Revolutionary Council, an opposition movement, who tells the BBC she can't return to Egypt.
The judicial system is complicit in this as well, because it has allowed for thousands to be held without trial. There are estimates of around 60,000 political dissidents in Egypt's prisons that are labelled by the regime as terrorists. I believe we're talking about a military regime that isn't tolerant of any kind of political opposition. I wouldn't dare return to Egypt now without expecting to be arrested.
She says the West isn't doing enough to raise concerns to the Egyptian government.
There is very little pressure put on the Egyptian regime, or what pressure that has been put has been negligible, and therefore we're seeing a heightened abuse over the last 3 years.
Dr. Maha Azam, ending that report from Christine Carney.